bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our next guest is Tiernan Brady from Marriage Equality Australia, and we've actually asked him to come on board and have a conversation with us this morning about what does this election mean. Good morning, Tiernan.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So what does this election mean for marriage equality? What's your assessment of the situation so far?
I suppose there's two or three things emerge from it. You know, there's a couple of definites already, and then there's one or two things that aren't clear. The definites are there have never been more members of the lower house elected who are in favour of marriage equality. And we don't have the final number yet, but we already know that we have got more people from every single party elected who are in favour of marriage
equality. Well, that's a great outcome in itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think sometimes we have to own our victories as we work out what our next step is all the time. You know, that in itself is brilliant news. And it's great that they're from every single party, because I think, you know, one of the lessons we had in Ireland very clearly was it was very important to make sure we had voices from every part of the political spectrum on this, because, you know, there are gay people in every party and gay people vote for every party along with their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. So that's really empowering for people, hopefully.
Yes.
The second piece that's really good news, and I think Adam was about to talk about it before, was we've never had as many... Well, I was about to say LGBT MPs and senators, but it's mostly L and G still. Unfortunately, we haven't got any trans people elected at this point. But you know, in the lower house now, we have at least four, and then in the upper house, there's another three. So that's that's very powerful to have those voices within each party.
And that's openly L and G MPs, really, isn't it? So there may be a few others.
I think, there are a few, but that's all right.
That's okay. Yeah, exactly. Then I think that's a really powerful dynamic within party rooms, because you stop talking about lesbian and gay people in the abstract when there's a lesbian and gay person in the room. And one of the great developments of this election is now both Liberal and Labour in particular have, lesbian and gay people inside their party rooms, and people can see this is about a real person, their lives, their families, someone who lives on your street or sits across from you at work. And I think that's potentially a transformative moment within party rooms.
Actually, Tiernan, one of our listeners has just emailed in and said that in the lower house, there are four gay and lesbian MPs, three are Liberal and one is Labour. Now, that in itself is quite interesting, that the more conservative of the parties actually has delivered three openly.
But also, sorry, Tina and Tess, what it says is also is that, a couple of those Liberal gay MPs are quite conservative. So, there's often an assumption made, and you quite rightly pointed out that, our community vote for all parties. But there's often an assumption made that the LGBTI community is to the left, and that's actually not.
No, we're a broad church, aren't we?
We are actually a broad church.
It always strikes me, it turns out LGBT people are exactly the same as people.
That's right.
Which is the point we've always been trying to make about marriage, and it's true about politics too. I mean, and it's not unique to Australia. I think one of the most powerful advocates in Ireland for the marriage equality referendum that was held there was Leo Varadkar, who is the Minister for Health, who came out as a gay man. And, that's a very centre-right party.
Yes.
And the leaders from the LGBT political community were very much centre-right.
Yes. So Tiernan, do we now have an absolute majority of MPs who support marriage equality in the lower house?
If there was a free vote without a whip by the parties, we absolutely do.
Yes.
We don't have final numbers yet, but we're well in excess of 80, 85 MPs who have publicly said that they are for marriage equality. And I suppose the challenge then, and the bit that is unclear as we wait for the final numbers and as we wait for what the government is going to look like and what the Senate will look like,
yes,
is what's the pathway to making marriage equality a reality now?
Yes.
Because we know we have more supporters. We know we have more gay and lesbian people in there. You know, we know also, and I think it's just so important for us always to remind politicians, we know that 70% of Australians, even in that Fairfax poll the day of the election, 70% of Australians are for marriage equality, and they're majority of people in every single party of the voters. So it's all about, you know, now's the time for politicians especially to work together to deliver a pathway, because this is the will of the people, and it's time we, in the clearest, hopefully simplest way possible, made it a reality by the end of the year.
Do you see the fact that the Coalition have just scraped over the line, and there's been some criticism within the Coalition of how marriage equality was a fairly strong part of the campaign, that do you see this vote for the government, this belated election, as a rejection of a plebiscite? Do you think people actually...
It's so hard to read because, I mean, of course, most people vote on dozens and dozens and dozens of issues. And we all have our own individual weighting system of whether it's education or health or roads or marriage equality. And, of course, you know, 90-something percent of people aren't gay. So, you know, more likely their weighting system was probably other policies. I think the more important point for us as well, you know, now is especially when we have, you know, a very tight majority, is that political parties need to work together. And the one thing we do know is it is absolutely legally unnecessary to have a plebiscite. Before we even talk about the impact of it or the pros and cons politically, there's no one out there saying this is a legal requirement. You know, Ireland had to do this because it was a constitutional referendum,
so
we were legally bound to have a public vote. And that's not the case here. So if it can be avoided politically, if parties can work together to make sure they can avoid it politically, they should try their best to do that, and we should try our best to help them.
And it's important to remember that when the Marriage Act was changed, when Nicola Roxon, to her great shame for Labor and the Liberals, when it was changed, the Liberal Party, who was in majority government, didn't think that to change the Marriage Act needed a plebiscite.
Yeah, I mean... And, of course, they were right. It doesn't need a plebiscite. In the same way that we know now, everybody else is right when we say it doesn't need a plebiscite to institute marriage equality in Australia. And I think it's probably, it's so understandable. I know over the few months that I've been here and met, you know, so many groups around the country, the real level of frustration among especially LGBT people, but their families, their parents and their supporters, to know that this isn't required. But politically, we may have to face it.
So what does this election really mean for the plebiscite? Do you think that the plebiscite has lost its mandateness? Is this such a word?
We can invent... I learned that the political journey of getting marriage equality in Australia is being invented every day. I think we can invent some words to go with it as well. look, it's hard to tell right now. There'll be internal party room discussions to come up. We don't know what dynamic is going to take place within those party rooms about, you know, which side of the party, let's say in the Liberals or Labour, is stronger. You know, what we do know is we have two party leaders, Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull, who are both for marriage equality. So that's good. We should bank that as a victory and work out influence insofar as we can and make sure we do everything we can to have our voice heard within Parliament about why we think it is unnecessary, why we know it is unnecessary, and why it would be preferable in every scenario to have this done by a straightforward vote. It's very hard to read the dynamic inside the party rooms at this stage. I think it'll be an animal all of its own over the coming week.
Mm.
Look, it's going to be very interesting times, and I know we're going to be speaking to you quite a bit. I just want to ask, are you enjoying living in Australia? It's quite different to Ireland, isn't it?
I was coming to the office the other day in a shirt and everyone else had a coat and a scarf on. So that was the first inclination. So yes, I'm certainly enjoying the climate. Everyone keeps telling me it's cold and I'm looking at them like they're slightly mad.
Yeah.
Look, the people are amazing. We've done so met so many groups from around the country and so many individuals, you know, working on this. We just want to, you know, get it done by whatever path we have to face to do it. And I mean, so most of what I've been doing so far is meeting people, and that's always, you know, the best way to learn about a country. And it's been brilliant so far. I think anyone listening to the program could take great faith in knowing that, you know, in every corner of Australia, there are people who are just the most amazing advocates, from parents to brothers and sisters to LGBT people, you know, and you know, over the next few months, from, again, whichever path we do face, you know, we have to make sure all those voices are heard in all of those places where Australians live.
We do. Tiernan Brady, thank you so much for your time. I know we're going to be talking to you again. And enjoy the cold.
Thanks very much. I'll talk to you anytime.
Cheers. Enjoy your weekend.
Cheers. Tiernan Brady from Marriage Equality.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.